like it's all yours.
Because I'm off the line.
Alright, ready? And 5, 4, 3, 2.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex Pete.
And it's your girl, Dre Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Poor Minds.
Where a drunk mind speaks sober thoughts.
Ooh, I know. You look good, girl.
Thanks, girl.
The hair is up.
Thanks, girl.
A baddie.
No, so do you.
Well, no, you know. That ain't right. What you been up to?
Ain't no thing with chicken wing.
All right. That's enough. You're cut off.
That was my first sip.
What have you been doing this past week? What's up? I feel like I haven't seen you.
Why do you feel that way?
I don't know. I just feel like...
You be seeing me? I be outside.
Where you be at?
Nah, I don't be outside.
Exactly. You not... you know what's crazy?
I'm in the house. It's fucking winter. Like, niggas need to be in the house. Why are you niggas outside? And then we still in the middle of the panoramic.
Not only that,
I'm acting like I'm concerned because we be outside.
Speak for yourself.
You be outside more than me. You was at crew the other day.
The pleasantry. I would never go to crew. That is not in my ministry. Anyways,
lying to these good folks.
I will say this. I need y'all to do me a favor. Please stop hitting me up and asking me where to go when y'all come to Atlanta. I'm not.
Why are
not.
Y'all coming to Atlanta?
Y'all are supposed to
stay
be
home.
Quarantine.
Yes, quarantine.
They like, oh, I'm in Houston, girl. Where do I need to go? Home. The fuck?
Go home, Roger.
Go home. Y'all have got
no,
to stop.
No, for real, though. Because y'all... But then I do understand them trying to get their little trips off. Because, bitch, we about to be back on lockdown.
No, I get it. But why are you asking me where to go?
Because you know. Clearly, you know.
No, I don't know.
You know.
I'll be at home.
You're like the Atlanta ambassador at this point.
I don't be outside like that, bro.
Yes, you do.
Chill on me.
You like an Atlanta ambassador. Like, they be like, who can I call that know where to go? Let me call it.
I do be in the club with Keisha Lance Bottoms smoking on that loud. Let me stop playing with Keisha. I'm sorry,
you
Keisha.
You're Georgia Peach at this point.
That's where I need to go. They need to put me on Housewives. I ain't got no man, but we can work.
They don't either.
Okay. I'm just, let me who apologize.
Apologize for what? Who is married?
NeNe is married.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Portia has a baby daddy.
I said who is married. I love Portia, though.
Yeah, no.
I love Portia.
Portia is in her own category.
Yeah, I love Portia. She in her own lane. Mm. But no, okay, NeNe, Candy.
I don't know any of them. Exactly. Candy. You said Candy?
I said Candy.
Oh, yeah. Candy's married.
NeNe and Candy. That's it. Mm-hmm. And I love Candy, too.
We love Candy Coated Nights.
A boss.
So, first of all, I'm sorry. It's hard for me to focus. This candle smells so good.
It does smell good. Shout out to this candle company.
Oh, my God. Good Day Scents, y'all. Okay. First of all, it's a black-owned. Yeah. It's a black-owned candle company. Y'all, this is Sage and Laughter. It smells so good.
Amazing.
So, I got the Black Love candle. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a thankful candle. This is Sage and Lavender. But that Black Love is like a vanilla scent. So
y'all, Lex is trying to eat the candle. I was about to have to call poison control.
No, listen. So, I had a problem when I was younger. And it was funny because I forgot about it. But I posted, I was like, y'all, this candle smells good. I want to eat it. And my sister was like, you remember when you were little and you got sick because you used to eat all the chapstick? Do you remember that Dr. Pepper chapstick we used to get?
Yes, and I can't believe you ate that because Dr. Pepper is gross in real life.
But I used to eat stuff that smelled good.
Do you drink Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, I used to. I don't drink soda.
Well, yeah, you don't drink soda anymore, but you used to like Dr. Pepper? I hate Dr. Pepper. It's literally my mom's favorite soda. And y'all know, like I told y'all, she been visiting me or whatever. So she's still here. Still.
Don't do Barbara. Do not do Barb.
She leaving, I think, after New Year's. So she loved Dr. Pepper. So I have so much Dr. Pepper in my house right now. And I was like, let me taste it because I hadn't, you know, tasted it in a while. Because, you know, I don't drink soda either. So that shit is disgusting. Like, what the fuck is it supposed to be? You say 32 flavors.
Mm-hmm. It's Bootylicious bubblegum. Hey, come and get this honey bun. So this is what I have to say.
Like,
this is not towards your mom.
Okay.
But for the men out there, if you meet a bitch that drinks soda, you know she going to swallow nut. Like, that's...
Got to, because yeah, I'm strong as fuck.
Strong as fuck. Like, if you meet a bitch that can drink soda, she about to down your shit, my boy.
She got to, because I'm not... Because I swear, anytime I try to drink soda, because the only time that I will drink a soda occasionally is, like, if I have a hangover, I'll drink, like, a gallon.
I was about to say, a gang in this bitch.
I was about to say a Gatorade, but that's not soda. So I meant to say ginger ale or Sprite.
Okay.
But it be so hard for me to swallow the shit. It be burning my throat.
You ain't down.
First of all, I am down, but I don't drink niggas' nuts that be, they nut be burning my throat.
I mean, like, you gotta,
what the fuck?
Because the BDBs love
the
Hennessy.
The nuts that I be drinking go down smoothly.
Well, I'm saying the BDBs love
it's
Hennessy.
Top-tier nut.
But you know, sometimes they have a long night. They've been drinking that Hen Dog. That shit do be tasting like battery acid. But you gotta.
I don't be fucking with niggas that drink Henny.
I do. That's why I'm in the predicament I'm in right now.
My niggas be drinking Classe Azul.
Ooh, but it's still burning.
In 1942.
Okay, but it's still going down, burning a little bit. Bitch, please. So you ain't never tasted no nut that made your lips go numb a little bit.
That was back what Ryan me said when I was a pauper.
Yes. Ryan does call us a pauper. Okay, so listen.
Back in my pauper day.
I've sucked some dick before, and the nut has definitely, like, numbed my lips a little bit.
Oh, no. You probably should have went to the doctor the next day. The fuck?
It did? You ain't never
Hell no. Man. If I did, I would have been very concerned.
Oh, I thought that was normal. That's not... I was
like, and your lip went numb.
It went a little numb.
You need some penicillin.
I need more than that, child.
Need a little penicillin shot right there.
But basically, all I was trying to say: if you drink coke, you swallow nut. Moral of the story.
Or if you snort it.
Snort what? You know what? Let me say something. Speaking of snorting. I need y'all to lay off these drugs. Everybody in the world.
For real though.
I said something about doing little crack cocaine. Because I used to do that back in the day.
Girl, but I know you fucking didn't.
I'm just saying. I'll be joking when
you
I say
so. You was an 80s baby, though. Born in the 80s, crack baby.
That's what they used to call me back in the day. Crack. They were like, they go that crack baby.
First of all, we is not about to play with any like that.
Okay, let me not. But I say that because I've seen so many videos of just people being like, drugged out, and I'm like, y'all, we be joking, like nobody is doing drugs. I was concerned about a lot of people. Like, I'm telling you, y'all, lay off the drugs.
No, y'all do need to lay off
the only thing you need to
be
the only thing you need to be smoking is dick. Roll it up. Roll that nigga up.
Smoking dick.
Smoking dick. That's it.
Anything else, we don't subscribe to that. That's not a part of our ministry. We are really drug-free individuals. Mine is a little weed here and there.
Mine's a little edible.
I added the weed in there because I don't be doing drugs.
I do drugs.
But I ain't gonna lie. When quarantine first started, I was getting high every day. I was when I was staying at Kiki House.
Shame on you.
Because y'all, for like the first month of quarantine, I didn't want to be alone. So I didn't want to stay at my house by myself because Lex didn't want to keep me company. So
I don't know if you had the wrong. You was doing too much. You was like not being safe.
How was I doing too much?
You were still sucking dick when the pandemic hit.
And you was not?
That's not what we're talking about.
What the fuck?
We're talking about you.
Anyways, so yeah, I didn't want to stay alone. So I was staying at Kiki House for like the first month because I just... You know.
What'd you do over there?
I had a great time. Mm-hmm. It was a great, very eventful month. I love it. You know, I went home every week to check on my Caucasian home. And
I'm
make sure
dead.
Everything was
Your
bright.
Plants died.
No, they didn't. You want to know something funny? Okay, two of them did die. But my mom is here now. She brought one of them back to life.
That's good.
She got a green thumb.
She does, because you definitely don't have a green thumb.
Bitch, I don't want to. I don't give a fuck them plants.
Okay. All righty. What are we talking about today, sis? Because I done had enough.
You done had enough. Enough is enough.
Girl, come on.
Enough is enough. Already.
So this is what we're going to do this episode. You're not going to look at me and discuss when I start to sing.
I never look at you in disgust. I think you be singing beautiful tunes.
No, because when I was singing beautiful Love song. The other week, I seen your face. I don't see it when I'm singing because
my eyes annoying be closed. But it's annoying because...
Why was it annoying?
I don't even want to go there.
How you gonna act like I don't be singing to you when we be in bed and you giving me head? See?
Girl,
that was a test. That was a test. And you still made the face. Stop looking at me.
That was because you grabbed my weave. And we all know you don't grab black women weave.
Oh, I thought this was all your hair.
No, but, you know.
It look good. Okay, girl, come on, damn it.
Oh, I love the bamboozle. So.
You're very smart. What does bamboozle mean?
To fool someone.
Okay, go ahead.
I think.
All right.
So, I wanted to talk about placeholders.
Interesting. What about placeholders?
I just wanted to talk about them. I just feel
so
like...
So what is a placeholder?
I think that...
Let the people know what
a placeholder yeah. is. In my definition, a placeholder is somebody that is either with... Why are you smiling like that? You are such a weirdo.
I can't smile. I'm just happy to be...
You are literally looking at me like this.
Because you are beautiful in every single way. Come on now.
Anyways... To me, a placeholder is somebody, whether, you know, it's a female or a man, who is basically holding the place of a person that the other person can't be with.
Mm.
So, like, if you and a nigga broke up and that nigga don't want you no more, he don't want to deal with you no more, so you get you a new nigga, but you really don't like this nigga, you just... Not to say I ain't gonna even say y'all really like him.
No,
but you really don't fuck with him like that. You still in love with the other nigga. You still really want to be with the other nigga, but he not fucking with you. So you dealing with this dude.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Let me tell you how sick of a bitch I am. I'm a sick ass bitch.
You be having placeholders.
No, but let me tell you how bad
That's why you can speak on it.
Let me tell you how bad this placeholder was that I had. I was fucking with this nigga. The one that I talked about when we did the 85 South show, he like got me my car. Mm-hmm. You know, old NBA boo. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. So, me and him, we fucked around for years, and we ended up falling off, not talking no more. I was devastated, because I loved him. That was my man. My placeholder for him, the only reason I started fucking with this nigga, because he looked exactly like him. He looked exactly like him. And it was, like, satisfying to me.
I'm trying to think of somebody that you have fucked with.
But he
looked exactly like him.
I didn't, but I never talked to you about this nigga because he was that
irrelevant.
Yes. Ooh. But I just needed something just to get me off the high.
Ooh.
It's like when you, like, snort cocaine.
And how do you know?
And you just get a little like crack on the cocaine? Side. He was my crack, but I wanted the cocaine.
How do you know how it is to snort cocaine?
I told y'all. Mama used to be wild back in the day now. What was that club called in New York in the 70s? What was it called?
Oh, I know what she's talking about, but I can't think of the name of it.
That's right.
I know what she's talking about, though. I used to be... Another
one with those at midnight. Summer came out in the hot
They night. Used to be in the videos like this.
And that's how I used to be in that whole getting it.
Studio
54. Studio 54.
That
I used to be in Studio 54 lit. Singing Heart of Glass. Shout out to Blondie.
Girl, get the fuck
So, yes, I started dating a guy. The only reason it was nothing, I didn't care for his conversation. He looked like old boo, and I was sick for that, and I will never forgive myself for that. But placeholders are really just what they are, like.
But you don't feel like that's sad? Like, to me, that's fucked up.
It is fucked up, because he did like me a lot.
Yes, and usually placeholders do like you. You just don't like them.
Have you ever been, sometimes I've been a placeholder for somebody before, and I found out after them, I was like, damn, nigga. He was like, done, and I was like. We was in love. So,
I feel like I've been one before?
Have you been a placeholder before? Sometimes you don't know.
That's what I was going to say. Not to my knowledge, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, not to my knowledge. Like, I never have fucked with a nigga and, like, felt like he really was pining after somebody else. I really wanted to fuck with somebody else, but he was just fucking with me. Nah, I ain't never felt that way. I do be feeling like niggas that I done fucked with me having placeholders.
Oh, like after you leave?
Yeah. Because I be leaving these niggas. I don't give a fuck.
Right. I know that's right.
So, any nigga that I done fucked with that I don't fuck with no more, I left that nigga. Don't let them lie to you.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Why do people put such an emphasis on like, oh, I left him. He didn't leave me. Why do people do that?
What do you mean? I don't know why people do that. I'm just being honest.
No, but I'm saying, I feel like a lot of times people are embarrassed. I feel like a lot of people are embarrassed a lot of times to say, oh, I got dumped. Or, oh, this person stopped fucking with me. I've just never been like, sometimes, bitch, I be getting dumped. But
I'm really trying to be funny, though. I've been in situations where, like, I've had back and forth with a nigga. Mm-hmm. To where it's like, he stopped fucking with me, I stopped fucking with him. Mm-hmm. He stopped fucking with me, I stopped fucking with him. And it was like a back and forth situation. But when I ultimately decided that the shit was done, I'm usually the one that makes the decision. Like, bitch, this shit done. Mm-hmm. It's a dub. Right. It's a wrap. Because I feel like with a lot of dudes, if you allow that to go on, it will continue forever.
Well, I will say this.
Niggas will literally keep going back and forth with you all the time. A nigga is never... I'm not going to say... Well, no, because niggas do be leaving some bitches alone.
They do. But I will say, they do the back and forth as long as you let them.
Yeah, so I feel like every time that I've been in a situation where it was like a back and forth situation, I was the one that was like, I'm not about to keep doing this with you. It's done.
See, I'm bad at that.
But so for me, it's not a bragging thing. I'm just being honest. Like,
never been dumped.
Like, where a nigga was literally like, no, I don't want to fuck with you no more, and never tried to come back and fuck with me again. No, I've never been in a situation like that.
I've been dumped.
Even niggas that said they was done with me and I disgusted them.
Disgusted. Ooh.
Said they was disgusted.
I disgusted.
They still came back.
No, I will say that.
And then I dated them again.
So I'll say this. I've been dumped before, but they did try to come back, but I was over it. But at the end of the day, you still dumped me.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. You still dump me, though.
Yeah, I guess technically that is being dumped. So, I mean, I think everybody has been dumped. I'm not saying I'm above being dumped. But as far as, like, me feeling like I've ever fucked with a nigga and he was really done with me and was done, no.
Right. No, niggas, I mean, I get like, that.
Oh, I'm done, and then they be back 2 months.
Yeah, later. Like, that's not what I'm talking about.
And
I just mean, like,
fucking other niggas because I don't care. If you dumped me, I could do what I want.
I mean, even if you didn't dump me, I'm still doing what I want. But I guess I just...
So much peen out here. Why would I not get some?
Well, I'm just talking about the basis of, oh, I dumped you. Like, people hate to say, oh, I got dumped. Like, people
hate to say that. I can say it.
Well, not you. I just mean in general. I'll just be like, I'll be talking about like, oh, damn, my nigga dumped me. Like, my nigga
dumped me. But
that's
because you get dumped often.
Often. Woo. I be getting dumped.
So, that's not the norm for most people.
Well, first of all, let me say this.
Like, I haven't got dumped that much.
Well, it was by the same person.
I know, but I'm not about to, that's what I'm saying. I love myself to get dumped that many times.
But you know what it is? I don't know. It's sick. It's like, it's fun for us. Like,
y'all are definitely weirdos.
We're definitely weirdos. We definitely dump each other every day. Every day. Like, I didn't dump you today? Let me look on my calendar. It's a sick, toxic situation. But I feel like,
I feel like I'm involved.
You are involved.
By default.
But as far as, like, my normal situation, like, if I, like, start dating somebody and stuff and, like, say something happens and they dump me, I just be like, oh, damn, that sucks. I got dumped again. But by the time, you can't, but this is the thing, though, you can't dump me and come back. Because literally the second you dump me, I'm like, oh, let me text the placeholder. Sometimes I do fall in love with my placeholders.
I ain't never fell in love.
I love to fall in love. I'm a Leo.
I ain't never fell in love with a placeholder. A placeholder is a placeholder. Placeholders serve their purpose. I feel like Houston Bae was a placeholder.
Yeah, he definitely was a placeholder. He definitely was.
They serve me, their purpose.
If you respond to my text within 30 seconds, we're probably dating. No. Like, we're probably going to get married.
This is my thing with placeholders. You already a placeholder, so you don't got no room to fuck up. Because I already really don't want you here no way. You just keeping me company. So if you fuck up, this you is out really a dub. It's really a wrap.
Well, see, that's why you're smart and I'm dumb. Because
I'm
not like,
dumb. You're not dumb. You just think more off of emotion.
Yes, I'm like, I love you, bae. We in this for life. I'ma hold a nigga down, he be like,
how do you be falling in love with your placeholders when you go into the situation knowing that it's a placeholder?
Because I just like the idea of it, because it's fun. I just enjoy it. My favorite lie to tell. You know what my I tell y'all all the time, I'm a liar. You know what my favorite lie to tell is? Off top.
Ooh, why are you so excited?
Because I love to tell this lie. I love you. Ooh, I love saying I love you and I don't mean it. I love you. And they,
And what they do?
They dump me. But then they come back and say, like, man, this girl really loved me, dog. And I was like, oh, I was just playing. Didn't know it meant like that. Hold on. Hold on, pal. But no, I love being in love. Pretend love, real love, fake love. I don't care. Just give it to me.
No, I don't like that shit.
I like
it. Leave me the fuck alone.
That's why. But Leos are like that. We're just like, let's fall in love.
But Leo is my moon sign. So I feel like I have certain. That's why I feel like me and you have like some things in common. Mm-hmm. Because I like playing games with people too. You know that though. Like, I'm a game player. I am. And it's very bad. It's bad. Mm-hmm. I get a kick out of it.
Right.
So, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like I definitely shouldn't do it. But I don't know. So, anyways, going back to placeholders.
Right.
I feel like I definitely have had niggas, like, have bitches be placeholders.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that's normal.
Do you feel like you've had that?
What?
Like, niggas try to replace you with a placeholder.
Oh, absolutely.
And do you feel like placeholders, do you think that they, like, normally have similarities to you?
So, this is what it is for me.
Because that's what I be thinking.
See, that's with you. I do feel like when you fuck with a nigga and he try to replace you, it's always somebody that's like a little baby Drea or somebody that wants to be
a baby Drea.
Like, somebody wants to be a clone. See, me, I'm a little fucked up. So they be like, I want somebody so... They be going... After niggas fuck with me, they go fuck with a librarian. They be like, no, nigga.
A nun.
They be like, oh... A bitch could be like, oh, I have a pod... A pod what? A podcast? Check, please. They don't want nothing like me. They be going complete opposite.
They go get a nun, bitch.
They go get a nun, a librarian.
Go get them no pussy.
I'm telling you, they be going. But that's why they be like, you know what? Maybe I didn't want the library. I'm crazy to a certain extent. Like, but it's a good time.
So you feel like when niggas trying to get a placeholder for you, it's somebody to be completely opposite that's gone. Make them not even think about you.
Yes, yes. And they think that they want
that.
But that's
not a placeholder, though.
It is.
No, it's not.
What is that then? They trying to move on to something serious or what they think they want?
Maybe they just...
But it never... But then why do they come back then?
Because they miss you.
You don't need to miss me.
But niggas like crazy bitches. We've talked about this. I'm not trying to make this a topic today, but we've talked about this. Like, niggas love bitches that's crazy. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Niggas be trying to act like they want them stable assholes that's mentally stable. That's
like me.
Them bitches.
I'm not crazy like that. Like
you
that.
Is crazy like that. Like that.
All right.
You is.
We won't talk about this.
We're not going to get into it. But you is crazy like that. You definitely in that category of crazy bitches that niggas like. It's okay. I'm in it too. And I think when people watch the show, for whatever reason, they be thinking that I'm more reserved than you when it comes to, like, dating and shit. Like, niggas. And I'm literally crazy as fuck when it comes to...
We know.
I be fucking.
We
like,
know.
I'm a psycho. So...
I just cannot deal with you.
There's that. But, yeah.
So you feel like your placeholders be like Drea Jr.'s?
Absolutely. Any bitch that a nigga have fucked with after me or tried to make me mad with, I always be feeling like, okay.
Aw, but that's cute.
It's not cute. It's really weird.
But honestly, like, I feel like a lot of times people don't really know you, though.
What do you mean?
Because I feel like when they look at your Instagram or they look at, like, who you are on the service, because you don't let people in. Like, me, I'm more so, like, open with my personality and I'm this and mm-hmm. I'm like... Like, you're very more... That's why people think you're reserved, because you're more, like, closed off.
Not reserved. I remember when we used to be with Kaz all the time. Kaz just used to say that he felt like I was very intriguing and he felt like that's what...
Because you leave a lot of mystery.
Yeah, he was like, I feel like you're mysterious. I feel like you're intriguing. That's what draws niggas to you. That's mm-hmm. what draws people to you, because they can't figure you out. Mm-hmm. So they be like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck is up with this bitch? Like, right. What did she be thinking? What?
Like, when we're at the dinner table and, like, things are being brought up, you're just, like, kind of...
And I'm hard yeah. to read, too.
So and then I'm on like, the other end, like, eating my steak. Like, yeah, I eat ass.
Right.
Pass the pepper. You know what I'm saying?
Pass the peas, like we used to do.
That's how dinner usually goes with us. So it's very like, yeah, you know, but people don't realize, because I think a lot of times people think, oh, this bitch probably just like Drea.
Who?
Anybody. Like, think they're getting a Drea Jr., but it's not the, like
and
that.
The reasons that niggas fuck with me is always more so for reasons that
the world will never know.
Yeah, most people don't see. Mm-hmm. Because I don't really show that, because it's kind of like, but I mean, of course, you being.
Ow.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
You strong as fuck.
Sorry.
Okay, keep going.
But yeah, Lex being my best friend and like people that are in my life all the time, like my other close friends and dudes that I be talking to, my family, whatever, those people see a different side of me. So I feel like the reasons why niggas be like obsessed with me and be like really loving me and shit be for shit that the public don't see or you're not gonna see necessarily on poor minds. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, hoes be looking like me, but
they ain't you. I know that's right.
Hoes don't
even
be looking like me, though, in my opinion.
All right.
Don't get into it. I don't feel like people be looking like me.
I'm not saying that they look like you.
You say that all the time. You be like, every time somebody say that somebody look like me, you be like, no, they don't.
They don't, because they
and
be
I don't
saying
think
crazy.
People look like you neither.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm like, this is just, I don't look like anybody. You don't look like anybody either.
No,
but
yeah.
I'm just saying, when you do certain things, like things that we've done to our body or our face or things like that, people tend to say, oh, we all look alike because we do our makeup alike, mm-hmm, and this and that. So that's what I'm more so talking about. But I guess it's a little different with me because I've never been in that category. Like, when you first moved to Atlanta, you were like, you know, you hung out with certain type of girls. You were running with a certain type of crowd. I've never been in that category. I will never fit in with, like, the Instagram girls. Ever. I can't.
That's not true, though.
I mean, but I don't
because
want...
I don't feel like you want to. So, yeah.
Right.
What you was getting at is correct. But I think that as the show keeps growing, as your following keeps growing, you're definitely going to attract those type of people. You're not trying to, but you are. Like, those type of people are going to more so, you know, now kind of DM you, message you, be like, hey girl, you gonna see they start following you, they liking your pictures and shit all the time, because now in their mind you're deemed worthy of hanging
not
with
worthy
them. But I'm being honest, that's the mind, and that's why I can't really fuck with a lot of, like,
I feel like Instagram girls, like, once
they're weird.
Once you reach like 100k, they take, what's it called,
they're
the,
like,
whole thing.
Lex P is one of us now.
You are now an Instagram model. Drake will slide in your DMs.
Thank you.
Like, that's like the crowning ceremony. Like,
oh my God!
So
I'm an IG baddie now.
Yes, I just can't do
it. Those bitches be weird.
I just can't do it. I can't get into it.
And it's so weird because I think because I've always had a lot of followers and stuff, ooh, people have always expected me to be like that, but I think that's why me and you have always been best friends.
Yeah, like,
I'm more like,
cause you're
you.
More like me than you are like that.
I just have
that.
A lot of followers. Mm-hmm. I just like to make my money.
I know,
and
that's
catch
right,
these
queen.
Niggas. That's oh. it. I don't be giving a fuck about them followers.
Yeah, I feel like I was thinking about that today. That's weird. I was Mark Zuckerberg had popped up on my Explore page
on Instagram.
Yeah, I was like, I wonder if he, I was like, he's so rich, he doesn't even care how many likes he gets.
Why would you? Why?
But that's what I'm saying. He created a platform for us to care about shit that he don't even care about. Like, and y'all don't realize, like, how stupid that is. Like, there's so many people that are like, I don't care. Like, I, of course I like engaging with the people that really follow me. But as far as, like, caring if somebody from Houston that's a popular Instagram model is liking my stuff, I don't care.
I
want people to like my stuff that fuck with me. You know what I'm saying?
I literally never give a fuck who's liking my pictures. And it'd be so weird when people that follow us comment about people that
somebody
like
had
pictures.
Literally sent me a DM about somebody liking your picture.
I know.
They were like, oh, does she know that such and such is liking her pictures?
I know.
I'm like,
we
bro,
follow
you
follow each other.
I said, bro, you don't think that that's weird that you're DMing me about somebody liking my best friend's picture? Like, that's not a little weird to you? And he got mad at me. He was like, you turning into something that is not supposed to be, Lex P. I said, yo, we can get out there if you want to.
No, but you was right for going off on him because I really think that... I really think shit like that is weird as fuck. Like, I think it's weird that people don't think it's weird to DM Lex asking her things about who's liking my photos.
Right.
That would be just like if somebody DM'd me asking me questions about who's liking your photos. y'all don't think that that's strange? Y'all don't think that's a weird conversation?
It was very fucking weird.
All the shit that we could talk about that's going on in the world right now, you want to DM me asking me about who liking Lake's pictures?
Mm-hmm. So weird.
And do she know?
Are you going to take the coronavirus vaccine? I just thought about that. They just gave it to the first person.
Yeah, and I seen it was making niggas look like this.
No, they first of all, this is what I feel weird about it. I feel weird that
I'm not doing that shit.
They gave it to like a 90-year-old lady. So if she dies, they're gonna be like, oh, it's old age. No, bitch.
It's the coronavirus.
Why would y'all give it to a 90-year-old girl that's already
girl? If she's 90, she is not a girl.
She is knocking on heaven's door already. Why would they give it to a 90-year-old and expect us to trust that?
She is not a girl.
She is a girl. She might be a poor girl.
She is not a girl.
She is a girl.
That is a woman. You better give her some respect because she earned it.
I mean, sometimes you feel young.
At 90?
She was like this when she got the shot.
She was shaking. She probably got Alzheimer's.
I don't know if she made it through the night. I need to look up the second story.
Oh, my God.
I just want to know if you were taking the vaccine, honestly.
No, I'm not. Are you?
No.
Why?
I mean, I feel like I have... This is what's weird for me. Because when I was little, I never had chicken pox because I took the vaccine. Right? So I feel like, why are we so against vaccines? But now it's like people got me scared about it. But I've taken a vaccine before, so why would I be scared to take a vaccine now? But then I'd be thinking about stuff like when they used to experiment on black people and shit. So they put a white lady in the front that's about to die. They didn't show y'all the 20 niggas they got in the back and they injection with that shit. Well, so I just be kind of back and forth about it.
Well, I do too, because I feel like, first of all, we didn't know what we know now 20, 30 years ago. You getting the vaccines that you've gotten, if you want to be technical, that was not your decision. It was your mom's decision. Mm-hmm. She decided that, okay, Lex is going to get these vaccines. Same thing with me. You know what I mean? And my mom is a nurse. So I grew up with a parent who was in the medical profession. She felt like you going to get every motherfucking vaccine that come out. So I was getting all the vaccines. Right. I was getting flu shots, everything. I stopped getting flu shots when I moved to Atlanta 4 or 5 years ago. And I haven't caught the flu since. Mm. But when I was getting the flu shot, I got the flu. Because, you know, technically, when you get these vaccines, they're injecting you with the strain of the virus.
Come on, genius!
I'm just being honest, though. They are. They're injecting you with the strain of the virus. So, and it's so many people who have gotten the flu shot and still got the flu. So, it's kind of like, to me, what's the point? I'd rather just take my chances and possibly get the Rona. Shit because I might still get it with the vaccine.
Right.
And then have all these other side effects because I took this vaccine that's only been out for a year. And we don't really know what the long-term effects are going to be.
Right. I don't know. I'm kind of back and forth about it. So we'll see. I'm just kind of ready for this shit to be over with. Like, this shit has just been, like, if we would have done right
in the
beginning. It's
like a cloud over our heads.
It is.
Right now,
it really is.
It's really crazy. And I don't even think it's about us doing what we were supposed to do in the beginning.
I mean, I feel like we did our part.
No, we did, but even still, I feel like, I don't know. Do you really feel like if everybody was doing what they were supposed to do, it would still have, like, gone away by now?
Because
I think, no.
We didn't have, a hardcore lockdown, though. Like, it was hardcore for, like, 3 weeks.
Maybe not in Atlanta, but it's certain places in America where they did.
But exactly, but it doesn't matter. If it's one place that's not doing it and people are still traveling... I was cutting holes through my mask, sucking dick. But I was not following the rules. What?
I think I got one of them masks in my house right
with the
now.
Hole in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was dead.
I was like, who the fuck mask is this?
It was me.
Lex, you was out of fucking
pocket. Alrighty, all.
And my mama asked me, so she said, what's this?
Ooh, tell her she might not want to touch that. Tell her, make sure she put that in my things.
I gotta have to sanitize it.
Okay, so now we're going to get into the bed. So before we get into the bed, I want to talk to y'all a little something about a program that me and Dre use that we love and that we swear by. It is called BetterHelp.com. This is going to link you with... psychologists, whoever you need to talk to, if you're psychiatrists, counselors, whatever you need, if you're going through stuff, LGBT issues, depressions, postpartum, anything. We're still in the pandemic right now. A lot of people are still quarantined. So if you feel like you just need somebody to talk to, this is going to help. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to go to a doctor's office. You do this from your living room, your phone, your laptop, your iPad, whatever you have. They're going to link you up with a counselor within 48 hours and get you rolling. I use therapy. Dre uses therapy and it works wonders. I feel like it's something that we don't talk about a lot.
Oh, yeah, we definitely don't talk about
it. Especially the black community. Like, we never really touch on the things that we need to touch on.
I think that for whatever reason, a lot of black people think that it's something wrong with getting therapy. Like, if I say that I need to go get therapy, then that's me admitting that, like, something is wrong.
Right, exactly. So, but yes.
What's wrong with that? Is something wrong with all of us? None.
It's something wrong with all of us, especially you.
If you think something ain't wrong with you, something wrong with you.
Right. That's the big thing. A lot of people don't. The first step is accountability.
Amen.
So go to www.betterhelp.com/poorminds and you're going to get a discount off your first month of therapy. Okay? Don't say we ain't even did nothing for y'all.
We always doing shit for them.
All right. See, that's how you got to take it down. Take it down a little notch. Okay? So for the bed topic, we're going to talk about sex on the first date. My favorite.
Me too.
You like sex on the first date?
No.
So why'd you say me too?
I was lying. Like you. Okay. How do you like that? You don't like that?
I don't like that. I thought we was bonding.
Like,
yeah, I know. I thought we was bonding.
That's how I be feeling when you lie to me.
I don't lie to you anymore.
No, you don't. Not really.
Anymore.
Not that I could think of.
Okay, so you don't like sex on the first date. Why or why not? Why not? I mean, you don't like sex on the first date?
Why I'm going to have sex with you? Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to do whatever the spirit moved me to do. I said I don't like it. I didn't say I don't do it.
I like that.
I haven't did it in a long time, though.
I haven't either. I'm not going to lie. But I love sex on the first date.
I haven't did it in a long time, though. But, yeah, I mean, sex on the first date, I guess to a certain extent, it's kind of good because you know what you're getting yourself into.
Period.
You know? So it's like if the dick trash, then you know, shit, I don't need to go on a second date.
I need to know.
But see, if you hold off, though, even if the dick trash, you can get some gifts first.
I need to know. But I need to know how I'm going to move accordingly.
And that's how I be looking at it.
Is this a Lambo or is this a Honda Accord? I need to know what I'm riding in, player. You know what I'm saying?
It could be either one, as long as you spending the check.
We're not talking about that right
now.
We're talking about sex.
But that's a part of sex.
It is, but I say this. If I go on a first date with you and we go on an amazing first date, the vibes is right, the conversation is flowing, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get some pussy.
I definitely done gave niggas pussy on a first date. Like, that's fine.
But
nothing is wrong with that.
Now, I will say this.
I gave some pussy to that nigga we was talking about yesterday.
I know you did.
That was like the biggest nut I ever bust in my life.
I'm about to call the police on you.
Why?
Because you just got incredibly horny just now.
I just
looked up at the ceiling.
My eyes were rolling back how they did that night.
I am disgusted.
No, for real.
But wow. I will say this. Remember that I talked about this a long time ago on an episode where I was like, I accidentally fucked this nigga. And see, that's my problem.
How do you be accidentally?
I accidentally fucked this nigga because the conversation was good, but I was also drunk. So when I sobered up the next day, I was like, oh, you lame. Oh, no. That happens to me a lot.
I feel like I know who you're talking about. And you didn't know he was lame prior to fucking him.
But let me say,
I would have knew he was lame by looking at his IG.
But let me tell you something, Drea. You know what I had done that day of?
I'll tell you what.
We was at the pool. We was at the pool the day of. So you know how fucked up I was.
I'll tell you what.
What?
No.
No?
No.
I was fucked up. I was fucked up. I mean, he was so excited to fuck. You know how...
Niggas always excited to fuck.
No. If you ever fucked a nigga that was so excited to fuck you and it started to sober you up, like, that's how bad it was.
Yeah,
he was like, oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Come on, girl. Roll over. Let me get some of that. I was like, oh, God.
I'm frightened.
Well, I'll see you later. Thanks for that.
But
it
you
was
didn't
so...
say that because you gave him some pussy.
I did give him some pussy. Of course I did. I was fucked up in the moment. I wanted it. He was my... Now, that was a placeholder. He was a placeholder. Oh, that was so bad. Every time he sees me, he's like, hey, girl, what's up? I'm like,
give me that pussy.
Ooh, every time I see him, I'm like, oh my God. It's so embarrassing. Every time I see him.
She 5'7", 139.
He be looking at me too. Every time I see him.
That's the song they playing, he said, when he be seeing you.
Oh, I hate it. Pretty every time.
Bad little bro.
And then he
ain't seen it in a
He'll send me a good morning text every now and then. He'll be like, good morning, babe. This is not a babe situation. Oh, it's
that's,
so terrible.
But see, and that's why first date sex is a no for me. Because if you don't have sex with nigga, lame ass niggas on the first date, you ain't gonna have to deal with that shit.
You do, honestly. But honestly, I'm
no, say, you don't. You're not gonna have to deal with that shit.
No, I'm saying if you have first date sex, you're taking a risk of going through what I go through. But I'm not gonna stop.
I know. I'm not gonna stop. We have lost hope in saving you. We trying to save everyone else.
Oh yeah, I'm gone. Yeah. There's no saving me. Like,
absolutely.
But I love first date sex because you know what? First date sex, everything is clouded by the liquor, the weed, the food, the environment. So I can pretend like we in love. I was like, damn, I love this nigga. Like, we gonna be together. We gonna be.
Ooh, can you sing that song at the end of the show?
What?
Supposed to be in love. You know that's no. my song. Please. Oh, I love that song.
I am dead.
But no, first date sex is a no for me.
It's a no?
Yeah, I've done it. I'm not saying that I haven't.
Oh, we know you've done it.
I see some judgment.
I'm not judging you, but
I thought this was a safe space.
I'm just saying, don't act like you ain't gang gang.
I'm definitely gang gang. I just choose not to do it anymore. Like, if I can, I'm not going to have no 4 or 5 drinks where I be fucked up and horny. Because, no, you don't deserve no pussy from me. You took me to STK.
Watching you.
You took me to STK. You do not deserve no pussy from me.
STK. You must not have had the broccolini.
I can make that shit at my house.
That broccolini make you bust it open right quick. Hey, I was in Vegas. I can't lie.
That's what they need to change the name to on the menu. Busted broccolini.
Yo, I was in Vegas, right? I was fucked up. I ordered that broccolini. I said, "Ooh, I'm about to fuck the shit out this nigga." That's how good it was. It had that little garlic butter on there. You know what garlic do to me, girl.
Not the busty broccolini, bitch.
Yes, I got down.
Make you cream potato.
Oh, you got a whole meat. Not the make it cream potatoes. I love
it. Truffle butter. I ain't gonna go there.
Yeah, you a little nasty now. But no, I feel like sometimes you just have a good day. But sometimes it's okay to just be that. Like, sometimes you want to just have a release. Like, right now, the way I'm feeling right now, I would love to go on a fire date with a guy and just have a good night and just fucking never talk again.
The word release makes me nervous.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a good release.
I just think of you releasing, and I don't like it. I don't like the visual I keep.
I'm just saying, ain't nothing wrong with first day sex. Sometimes you got to just escape.
No.
We got a lot going on.
Why are you lying?
Sometimes you got to escape.
No, that is not a part of my ministry, y'all. Do not listen to Lex. Do not get fucked up on the first date and be fucking these broke ass, lame ass.
Wait now.
Nah, if he a BDB.
No, I agree with that.
Bussy broccolini.
Bust the broccolini.
Bust the broccolini.
But I will say, I slipped up with him. I did slip up with him. But most of the time, my gauge is on. Like, I already know what type of time niggas be on. Like, I already know.
Yeah,
what's
I'm
up.
Just not. It's not a part of my ministry no more at this age to be having sex with niggas because they did the bare minimum. Taking you out to dinner is the bare minimum.
No, it's not.
The first date is the bare minimum.
But I'm saying though. But I'm not.
If the spirit move you and you drunk, do you?
But sometimes I just, like I said, it's not something that I do often. But sometimes I just be in the mood, like you just want to go have a nice dinner and get fucked up and fuck.
I'm gonna call one of my old PCs.
Okay, that'll work. Maybe cause, well, I could.
You take me to eat, and I'm gonna call these other niggas to fuck. Don't act like you ain't did that before, cause I be doing that shit all the time.
You go out to eat with a nigga, you get real fucked up, and go to the nigga house you really want to fuck.
I used to, not no more, cause I be fucking niggas. I be going on dates with niggas that I actually want to fuck now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like most of the time, if I'm already at the date, most likely I want
to.
Fuck
At one
you
point,
anyway.
I feel like we used to be just going on dates.
Yeah, like I was like, I'm hungry.
Cause we was bored.
Yeah, I was bored, hungry. I had $3. I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep.
I definitely used to just go on dates cause I was bored. And
yeah, now
not never cause I was.
If
hungry,
I'm going
though.
On a date with a nigga, oh, I was hungry. I had $3, so I used to have to choose like, do you want gas or do you want food? So I'll be like,
let me call this nigga.
Let me put gas in my car. Let me call this nigga so he can take me to eat.
No, I rarely went on dates with, like, niggas that I didn't.
Now, really, yeah.
Like, I mean, I feel like even when I was younger, like, I never.
Bitch, you done went on a whole trip with a nigga you don't like.
But that was because I had a motive. Let's be
real. That's
what
I'm saying. I had a motive too. Bitch, my stomach was growling. The fuck? You being judgy.
I'm not being judgy. I'm just saying.
I had a motive.
Because he was hungry.
Exactly.
I was trying to piece a nigga off. And that's why I went on the trip with a nigga. I knew I didn't like that nigga, yeah. But it was like, okay, he want to invite me on the trip. I'm trying to make this other nigga mad. Let me go on this 5-star vacation.
I know that's right, 5-star.
I would have, if I was you though, I probably would have ate some spam.
No, I went on a date.
And it was cool. I wouldn't have went on a date with a nigga I didn't like.
I used to always do that.
I be hungry. Anyways, because that's how I am.
I mean, I used to always do that, nigga. I used to be hungry, goddamn. The fuck?
Bitch, I used to feed you.
Well, this wasn't like when I was like in Atlanta.
Nah, you making me sad.
Why? You knew I had $3. Why? You knew I had $3.
When I say you making me sad, because it makes me feel like I wasn't being a good friend. Because I weren't. Thought I used to be looking out when you had $3.
You didn't.
So the fact that you say you said to go on dates with niggas that you didn't like, that really like makes me
you
sad.
See, and you seen the hair I used to walk out of your apartment with, that makes me even worse.
Ain't had shit to do with me.
But so you didn't feel that bad, bitch.
I did feel bad, but at the same time, I wasn't about to buy you no weave. Well, weave is expensive.
We're not as close as I thought.
We are. Bitch, first of all, goddamn, what more do you want from me?
What
I was
more
giving you,
do you
shelter.
Not Tyrese. Did you just quote Tyrese?
He said,
what more do you want?
What more do you want from me, bitch? Goddamn. I told you I still got one of your wigs in my house.
Hey, I might
and
need
it
that.
And he got a ponytail hold on it.
Hey, I might need that. Okay.
No, you don't.
You never
you
know
never
when time.
Bro, on God. On God. On God. You
so why do you still have it? Exactly.
It's a conversation piece.
So you bring this out like, yes, this is Lex P's wig we used to wear when it was Wind Down Wednesday.
Bitch, I'm lying. I don't want to be in my house.
You put it on the charcuterie board with the cheeses and the hams and the wigs. You put it by that?
Ham.
So, but let us know how y'all feel about first day sex. I'm all for it. I think it's lit. I think you should do it. Sometimes you just need a quick little.
Don't get me wrong. Do it. Do what make you happy. This is what I always love to preach on the show, y'all. Don't think that just because I say I wouldn't do something or I don't want to do it does not mean that you shouldn't do it. You should do whatever the fuck you want to do because you get one life.
YOLO.
Do what make you happy. Because I sure used to be busting that pussy open on the first day. Sure did.
Come on now.
But I'm older and I'm wiser. And I'm wiser.
You gotta sing that shit.
And I'm strong. You gotta sing the song.
No, you got it. You got it, queen. Okay, so now we're gonna get into the bop. Hey.
The bop. Hey. The bop.
Okay. What's your bop of the week, sis?
Why are you asking me first? I don't know yet.
Okay, so my bop of the week is, so y'all know I love R&B music. I love when my friends send me playlists and shit like that. So my friend Lauren sent me a playlist, and she's actually an artist. She's about to drop a project, which I'm so excited about. Hey, Lauren, girl. So there's this song called On My Sleeve by Scribbs Riley. It's a R&B track. I freaking love this.
Scribbs Riley?
Scribbs Riley. It's such a good song. It's called On My Sleeve. And it's basically talking about how somebody played you.
Where is he from?
I don't know where he's from. I don't be getting into shit like that. I've learned to separate artists from their personality. I don't want to know these artists no more. Just give me the music. I don't want to know that you used to do this, do that. Because every time you get into an artist, you find out that they fucking are a MAGA supporter or they fucking, like me, a lot of people cancel me. They're like, oh, I can't support her. She eats ass. And they don't want to listen to me no more. Stop digging into my personal life.
Why?
Because you're not going
to
like me.
For somebody to not support you.
Hey, some people don't like ass eating.
They ain't never got their ass ate.
So, I don't dig into that, but yes, it's a song about
you be digging
somebody that used to try to play you, and now they coming back, and they want to, you know, be a part of your life because you lit and you own now. So,
okay.
It's by Scribbs Riley. It's called On My Sleeve, and it's featured featuring Cash Page. So, yeah. That's my bop of the week. What about you, girl?
So, have we talked about her new song?
Which one?
Dammy.
Yes, we have. I love her.
Okay, so I love that song. But then also, Mariah Carey came out with a Christmas album.
Again?
Don't do MC like that. Oh. Do not do the queen, okay? So she came out with a Christmas album. I think that it's a great album because, you know, she has, like, the best Christmas song ever.
But why is she still making Christmas songs?
Why was she not? She trying to get them coins.
She already got them.
She wants some more. I love a queen that's never satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Mariah Carey.
So what's your favorite song on there?
They're like classical Christmas.
Oh, it's like, they're not like remixes?
I mean, some of them are new, but...
You remember when Destiny's Child had that Christmas song? On the 12th day of Christmas, my baby gave to me crop jock things and dirty denim jeans.
Yeah. The second day of Christmas, my baby gave to me quality
T-I-M-E. Yes! That was a bop. That... We
Does
need to
feel like Christmas.
Oh God, that was a good.
Shout out to Beyonce. Okay, and Michelle.
So, I wanted to just talk about this song real quick while we're talking about the bops of the week because sometimes I feel like a lot of people be judging me.
Why?
And the things that we say, not just me, you as well.
Maybe judging both of us.
But y'all don't realize the stuff that we're talking about is just regurgitated things. That we have learned.
Oh, you better say regurgitated.
Regurgitated things. I like when I do that because that means I'm smart. Yeah, like when I go like this. People know that I'm talking some real shit now. So, the things that we talk about are regurgitated things that we've just learned growing up. So, we're not talking about nothing new. Yeah, we like to suck dick. Yeah, we like to eat a little ass. So, I wanted to break down some lyrics for y'all that y'all be jamming to and listen to all the time that y'all don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
We've been on this shit.
Break it down, Lily.
So this song was made famous by a group that you know as 3-6 Mafia. Okay.
Wait, so,
I don't know. You're just supposed to go like these. No. We're not throwing up no gang signs. Okay. So it says, slob on my knob, like corn on the cob. Check in with me and do your job. What does that mean to you, Drea?
Suck my dick, bitch. Don't go nowhere without telling me, ho.
Gotcha.
And bring me back this money.
Lay on the bed and give me head. Don't have to ask. Don't have to beg.
I feel like that part was self-explanatory, bitch. Give me head.
I shouldn't
have to ask your ass neither. You know what the fuck.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know what the fuck going on.
I'm ready to get to this one part. Okay. Juicy is my name. Sex is my game. Let's call the boys. Let's run a train.
Big dick juicy bitch.
That's my name.
And I'm calling my folks. And we about to run up your neck. Period.
How would you feel if a BDB that used to spend money on... Okay.
No.
That's not happening?
I would never fuck with a nigga that talked to me like that. maybe while we're having sex.
Okay.
Like, I like to be, like, slutted out.
So this might be the part for you.
No, I doubt it.
This is what Juicy J said. And this is the part I want to get to because y'all been rapping this shit since 1974 in Studio 54. Okay?
What do you say?
Squeeze on my nuts. Lick on my butt. That natural curly hair, please don't touch. So Juicy J like to get his ass ate. Mm-hmm. Nobody said nothing to him. But as soon as Lex P say...
He like to get his ass ate and he don't like the waxy.
Yeah. That natural curly hair. First of all, Juicy J, your ass hair is not curly. That's nappy. Talking about my hair. That nigga said his ass hair curly.
He probably put a texturizer on it.
He said that natural curly hair. Boy, that shit nappy.
Nappy ass booty hole.
Juicy J, stop playing with us.
That nappy booty hole.
He said that natural curly hair.
He childish as fuck,
me. He trying to make that shit sound smooth.
He letting his soul glow.
So that's...
Feeling oh so silky smooth.
So So, I just wanted y'all to know, slob on my knob, like corn on the cob, they been eating ass. Back in the day.
Nah, that's facts, though.
They been doing that. This
why
is
do
nothing.
People think that this is new?
They act so shocked every time I say that. So that's why I had to break we had to break it down for y'all. This ain't nothing new. Get into it. You feel me, sis?
Niggas been getting their ass ate. The niggas been liking that shit.
Squeezed on my nuts. Lick on my butt. He was in the studio like, yeah, run that back. Lick on my butt. Run that back one more time. Lick on my butt. Like, he meant that shit.
Facts. I mean that
you
shit.
You know when you record in a session, you got to record that shit like 3 or 4 times, right? Not once did somebody say, hey,
hey,
Jesus,
bro, y'all think you wild?
Maybe you should. And they was like, yeah, squeeze on my nuts.
Lick on my butt.
Niggas was in the club singing that shit. I don't want to hear nothing about nothing.
And I ain't never seen a nigga just stand there when they say the lick on my butt part.
They sure don't. They be like, lick
on my butt.
Yeah,
lick
bro.
Lick on my butt, bro. Damn, this shit was hard.
That shit was hard, bro. So, yes, don't judge us. Judge these niggas that's requesting to get it done. Okay?
I ain't gonna judge them neither.
Because I'm gonna just do it.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
So, now we're gonna get into the question segment. Make sure you email us if you want your question answered on the show at askpoorminds@gmail.com. And, before we get into the questions, tell them about the taste buds that's gonna make their booty taste good.
Well, I don't know if it make your booty taste good.
That booty.
But it's definitely gonna make your pussy taste good. And your dick, too.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, y'all.
Like juices and berries.
Juices and berries. It is juices and berries, honestly.
No, it really is. It's all natural. So, it's an all natural supplement. It's called Taste Vita. You can go to tastevita.com and find out more about the product. It's an all-natural supplement, like I said. Mm-hmm. It changes the taste of your vaginal secretions, and it's good for men as well. Mm-hmm. And it's an all-natural supplement. You can use our code at checkout. It's PoorMinds10. Go ahead, get you a little discount. Me and Lex both use it, and we love it. It's a great product.
I love it.
My niggas don't be having no complaints.
They never do.
You know, I feel like, you know, you already probably tasted like water.
I did.
But
it just added a little flavor in
like
it.
A little strawberry water.
Strawberry water. I like that.
It's strawberry water. You got to say water.
Ooh, water.
They're strawberry water.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead, copy.
Okay, so let me get into the first question this week. I be scared because I never know what y'all gonna say with these questions, man.
I can barely get through the questions at this point.
Okay, it says, hey, Lex. Andrea, so here's the thing. I live in ATL now, but I met this BDB from my hometown in Mississippi. We have been talking a few months. He was sending me money, buying me gifts and all that. I ain't told nobody about him at all because I don't like him. It's just a cool situationship. However, my friend is kind of sneaky. She's been having this dude for years. I never knew. If she mentioned him, she calls him by a nickname that's popular for him, but I call him by his government name. So all the time, me and my friend have been having the same dude. Well, y'all just dumb. Uh-oh. I found out after she finally decided to show a picture. I should have said something then, but I didn't. We've been messing around still, and I don't want to look like a trifling ass friend, but I really didn't know how to bring it up considering when she brings him up all willy-nilly now. I'm thinking to myself, I am trifling because I fucked him last night. Hometown's so small, I just know she will find out eventually. What do I do in this situation? P.S. His trifling ass acts like he didn't know and has stopped fucking her since I know now. She can have him. I just don't want to be that girl for too much longer. Well, you already done fucked up because as soon as you seen his picture, you should have said something. If Drea, first of all, if you're my friend, yeah, we probably use nicknames and this and that, but if you're my friend, we know who each other fucking.
Like, that's weird as fuck. Don't get me wrong. Like, I feel like to the masses, I could look sneaky and look like I be hiding shit because I don't know y'all.
Right.
But when it comes to my friends be knowing who I'm fucking and who I'm fucking with. They know the real names of these niggas. They
right.
know who exactly the person is. Because it's like, if your friends don't know who you fucking with, are those really your friends? Like, yeah, you should be keeping shit private. You don't have to tell your friends everything about
right,
a situation
right.
with a man that you fucking with. But your friends should know your nigga.
And the fact that she showed you a picture and you didn't say, oh, yeah. Oh, shit, I didn't know it was him. Like, you could have played it off. Because, honestly, you didn't know.
Right.
So, I think that's a little weird that she showed you the picture and you didn't confess right then and there. Because if Drea ever was like, oh, my God, I met this nigga in the club last night. We ended up going home. We ended up fucking. I'd be like, who, girl? Right. And she showed me a picture of him, and it was somebody that I was fucking. I'd be like, bitch, that's my nigga.
But then also, going back to what we just said, that would never happen between us. Because you know why? Because we be knowing who each other fucking.
Right.
Already. True. Off the roof.
Ooh, so, sis, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you,
child. I don't have no advice for that, because I ain't never really.
Yeah.
Been in a situation like that.
But you definitely need to tell her.
But I definitely feel like, yeah.
That's your friend and you care about her, you need to tell her.
Because the friend was fucking with him first.
Yeah.
Mm. I just think you should tell her, and you need to cut that shit off. You need to let her know, like, hey, I didn't know that she was. Well, she said she didn't know.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. But,
so it's like she should be like,
but now
hey,
she's been knowing for a minute now.
Oh, well, yeah.
Just act like you just found out yesterday.
Well, how's she gonna do that?
Oh, yeah, she already saw the picture.
Poor minds.
All right, next question.
Why would he do that? Hello, my name is Roxanne. I'm a big fan. I've been binge watching after I saw y'all on the 85 South show. I'm a content creator, and I get a lot of BDBs in my DMs. I met this BDB while I was in ATL via IG. We talked for months, but due to his status, we had to end the courtship. He's very well known, and the issue was that I'm transgender, which I understood why he felt bad. There was no hard feelings. In my world, it happens often. A year later, I met another BDB while I was in Nashville, and he invited me to the studio. He didn't care about me being trans. When I arrived, guess who was there? The ATL BDB.
Ooh.
I almost passed out instantly. If I didn't trust Nashville BDB, I would have left. We hung out for a couple hours, vibe, and acted like we didn't know each other. After I left Nashville, BDB called me and asked me to and told me ATL BDB clown me and told the whole studio that I was trans after I left the session. Wait, this session had a lot of big names there, and I was told by Nashville BDB that I was banned from the studio. I didn't retaliate verbally. I just let it go. My question is, why do you think he did all that after a year? Should I confront him? Thank you, ladies.
Well, first of all, she's beautiful.
Yeah, facts.
So you have to realize that, especially in the industry, a lot of men are not comfortable with their sexuality. And a lot of these men are bisexual and they are attracted to trans, or not even because you're a woman, but they're attracted to trans women and they don't want to say that that's what it is.
And how he gonna try to clown somebody when he was talking to you?
He slid in your DMs. So, honestly, this is just a man that you don't want in your life. He's not comfortable with his sexuality. That's what it sounds like to me. Because a lot of times people be in denial. Like, sexuality is very fluid, whether you want to agree with that statement or not. It very much so is. One thing will turn you on, and another thing will turn you off. And it's just, it's a never-ending flow of, like, you don't know what you really like.
And with men, I feel like it's a double standard, too.
It's very
much
so. You
know what I mean? Like, with women, it's, like, considered sexy for women to like other women.
Right.
You know,
or, like,
I mean?
If
but
I...
But with men, it's taboo.
Or if I came out tomorrow and I had a boyfriend, he was a transgender man, it wouldn't be a big deal. It really wouldn't.
No, facts. That's what I'm saying. Like, with women, things are just a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And although, you know, you are a woman now, I think for him, maybe it's just still the idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he doesn't feel comfortable yet with the fact that that's what he likes.
Right.
Honestly.
And it's a lot of men in the industry like
okay,
that, girl.
And it's okay. It's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong with you. That's just some shit that he got to work through on his own. And he got to come to terms with his own sexuality and what he really like. So, fuck that nigga.
Period, poo. Oh, this is one? You got it?
It's yours. I just read it.
Oh, I thought I just read.
No.
Okay.
Are you drunk?
Yeah, I'm just playing. Hello, Dre and Lex. First off, I want to start by saying I love y'all's podcast. So I'm a 20-year-old girl who has struggled with being confident in myself since I can remember. In school, I was never really approached by guys, and I'm wondering why. My confidence issues really comes from my weight. On top of me dealing with my self-esteem issues, I'm a 20-year-old virgin. I'm really insecure about me still being a virgin. I feel like most guys don't like virgins, especially at my age. A part of me really wants to go and find a dude that gives me attention and spreads them legs. But a part of me knows I should focus on loving myself. I really need some advice. I attached some pictures of myself so maybe you can, ladies can give me a better understanding. Well, I don't see the pictures in here.
Yeah, me either.
But I always tell people that are virgins is, first of all, you don't need to take my advice when nothing when it comes to sex. Because I'm still fucking niggas I'm not supposed to be fucking. So we're going to give this to Drea.
You should have taken my advice because I ain't been a virgin since 1963.
Ooh, that pussy is well seasoned.
Pussy is very seasoned.
Okay? But honestly, I feel like being a virgin is nothing to be embarrassed about. But at this point, you're 20. You waited like 6 years. So after I waited.
Facts, yeah.
So you're doing a good job,
you're
girl.
You're doing a great job. But I don't feel like you should just go give somebody some pussy.
Right,
just
right.
Because this is my philosophy on waiting. I feel like when you young, you make dumb mistakes. And you can be reckless and you can use age as the excuse because, oh, I'm young and dumb. So, like, when me and Lex lost our virginity, we were young and we were stupid.
No, I was making sweet, sweet love.
Bitch, you was
not. Speak for yourself.
Girl, you was not making sweet, love.
I was
sweet
making
love.
Sweet love. I talked about this. Shout out to Steven. I still love him. And
anyways,
that's the person I really lost my virginity to.
Anyways, like I was saying, most of the time, so let me take her out of the equation
because
she swears she was in love.
Love.
But anyways, when you're young, you know what I mean? You make dumb decisions. So I lost my virginity when I was like 14, but that was because...
Whore.
I'm acting like you didn't know that. But that was because I was just being grown and being fast and shit. I feel like when you're at 20 years old, you can make smarter decisions. So it's like, if you waited this long, why not keep waiting until you find somebody that's actually really worthy of getting the pussy? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Don't be just feeling like, oh, I'm 20, I'm embarrassed to be a virgin. Nothing is embarrassing about being a virgin. Because if I could have took my pussy back from the nigga I lost my virginity to, I would have.
I'm not. Thank you, Steven.
I feel like, and I honestly feel like most women feel that way. Like, most women who lost their virginity at a young age wish that they would have never fucked that nigga. So, sis, hold it down. P.O.P., hold it down.
Yes, I agree with that,
for
though.
The virgins.
Yeah, I feel like, but a lot of times you're going to meet men that just want... I wouldn't lead with that, though. Like,
I would never tell. I wouldn't.
Yeah,
tell
because
a
man is going to knock down walls just to be like, oh, I took this girl's virginity. And he's going to be acting like something that he's really not. He's going to go out of his way to satisfy you and please you in ways so you'll open up them legs. So don't be fooled. So don't lead with that. Don't lead like, oh, yeah, I'm a virgin.
Get that bread, then leave.
I'm dead. Because you got the sauce.
Because, you know, technically... You know, head, you'll still be a virgin.
All right.
So, next question. Am I scared of the dick?
Ooh.
Hey, Lex and Andrea. Ooh, not the...
She got the government.
Girl, you don't know me.
Don't start it off like that, man.
I'm kidding. Okay, my name is Monet, and I've became a huge fan of the show after listening to That Booty Hole on the 85 South show. I'm a 22-year-old Leo and have been seeing this amazing guy who is also a Leo that's 27 for 2 years. We haven't done anything sexually yet because I lost a little confidence / self-esteem from a past relationship. What makes this all crazy is that he's willing to move at my pace. But whenever I try to make the first move, step out naked, or just simply be in the mood, he's either playing the game or doesn't want to be bothered, and vice versa. I need some advice on how the gal can make him stop what he's doing and come get this yam cobbler.
Are you sure you're 22?
I feel like
that's how my auntie. That's how my auntie used to talk. Come get this cobbler, baby. Ooh.
P.S. My apologies if this is too long. I'm new to these. First of all, he gay.
No, he's not gay. He's not into you.
I'm kidding. God.
No, I was just saying.
Tough crowd today.
Well, you know how they get with us.
They do. They be getting upset. No, I was kidding. He's not gay. But,
He's not into you.
Yeah, I agree.
If you, I don't care what a nigga doing. A nigga could be burying his mama. And you walk in front of him with that pussy. R.I.P. Bertha. I'm on the way. Niggas want pussy. It doesn't matter what a nigga is doing.
True.
A nigga could be on his deathbed. He gonna be like, doctor, make it stretch. 3 more minutes.
A nigga could be in the casket.
A nigga could be in the casket. Her pussy here. It's on time.
Don't wake that ass up.
I'm telling you. So he's just not into you. If you walk in front of this man naked, are you trying to set the mood? At this point, you say you've known him for 2 years. And even though you feel like he's moving at your pace, sis, he fucking somebody else. So by the time y'all hanging out, them balls is drained.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And because niggas definitely be doing that shit. Niggas will definitely go fuck another bitch and then come try to come hang with you.
Yeah, because it's on some chill shit. So he feel like, what, you probably
got... But not every time.
Not every time.
So if he doing that every time, he just say...
Yeah, he not trying to... He don't want that cat.
He not.
Mm-mm, that's sad.
Stop throwing it at him.
Stop throwing it at him, girl. It's not sad.
That's what you missing.
But I feel like I said, it don't matter what a nigga is doing, girl. If he want to fuck, he is going to make sure that he fucks. He's going to stop in his tracks to make sure he gets
fucking
the
man. Fucking is on the first. Fucking is and at it's the probably top of because priority.
And stop calling your thing yam cobbler.
That's probably why he don't want him either.
The fuck, girl? You 22.
Yam cobbler. That nigga like, she probably be like, I got this yam cobbler for you.
Ooh. I don't like
this. He probably be like, I don't like this.
I've never heard of yam cobbler either.
I literally have never heard of that either. Is that like a real cobbler?
I don't know, but you know I heard it. I eat everything, as y'all know.
She done heard of ass cobbler.
All right. No one asked you to take it there. I'm going to change my image. I'm changing my image.
We doing a rebrand.
I'm tired of this. This is the last episode for the new year. Is the 30th when this drops?
Yes.
By the time, this is going to be the last time y'all see about me talking about me.
So you're not, so 2021, we're not talking about eating ass no more.
Well, I didn't, okay, we don't talk about it. I didn't say not doing it. Hey!
We just not going to talk about it on Poor Minds. Okay.
Okay, so what else we got? What am I going to sing today before we go?
I would like to hear you sing some Toni Braxton.
Okay, let's get into the Toni. Mm-hmm. I haven't sang Toni in a while.
It was another song I just told you I wanted you to sing too, but I can't remember what it was.
What?
I just told you.
Well, didn't you know what we were supposed to sing that time?
What?
Your favorite song.
What's my favorite
this
song?
This one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want me to sing that?
Yeah. Or do you want me to sing it?
I think you should sing
I
it.
I don't think I should sing
I
it.
I think we're going to start the new year because, you know, a lot of people be like, Drea don't be singing, but Drea can sing.
Low key.
Bust it out for him.
You gotta. No,
I'm gonna do the ad lib.
You can start it off.
Who do you think I am? Don't you know that he was my man? But I chose to let him go. Why do you think I still care about it? Looking at me like I'm hurt.
Ooh!
And I'm the one who said I didn't want it to work. Ooh! Don't you forget I had him first. I bet you're thinking, stop blaming me. He wasn't man enough for me. If you don't know, now here's your chance.
He already has your man. Yeah.
The way we blend it.
He already has your
man. That was good.
You gotta do the dance.
Why are you
there?
Do you know I'm
not thinking about him.
But you married him.
Ooh! Do you know I made him leave? Do you know he begged to stay?
Stay with me.
He wasn't man enough for me.
Ooh! Listen, that was good. Mm-hmm. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
You hit that note. I wasn't ready. I wasn't. You was in a car singing that for real.
Oh.
You said, mm-hmm, like I'm hurt. I said, oh, she when meant that shit.
Said I didn't want it to work.
You meant that shit. That was good.
I had him first.
Child, I wasn't ready.